tasks, and responsibilities, all in constant motion. Our work entails building one assignment onto another. You fulfill your obligations as part of your unit every time you resist the temptation to take shortcuts that might undermine the integrity of the final product. Respect. Treat people as they should be treated. In the Soldier's Code, we pledge to treat others with dignity and respect while expecting others to do the same. Respect is what allows us to appreciate the best in other people. Respect is trusting that all people have done their jobs and fulfilled their duty. And self-respect is a vital ingredient with the Army value of respect, which results from knowing you have put forth your best effort. The Army is one team, and each of us has something to contribute. Selfless service. Put the welfare of the nation, the Army, and your subordinates before your own. Selfless service is larger than just one person. In serving your country, you are doing your duty loyally without thought of recognition or gain. The basic building block of selfless service is the commitment of each team member to go a little further, endure a little longer, and look a little closer to see how he or she can add to the effort. Honor. Live up to Army values. The nation's highest military award is the Medal of Honor. This award goes to soldiers who make honor a matter of daily living. Soldiers who develop the habit of being honorable and solidify that habit with every value choice they make. Honor is a matter of carrying out, acting, and living the values of respect, duty, loyalty, selfless service, integrity, and personal courage in everything you do. Integrity. Do what's right, legally and morally. Integrity is a quality you develop by adhering to moral principles. It requires that you do and say nothing that deceives others. As your integrity grows, so does the trust others place in you. The more choices you make based on integrity, the more this highly prized value will affect your relationships with family and friends. And finally, the fundamental acceptance of yourself. Personal courage. Face fear, danger, or adversity, physical or moral. Personal courage has long been associated with our Army. With physical courage, it is a matter of enduring physical duress and at times risking personal safety. Facing moral fear or adversity may be a long, slow process of continuing forward on the right path, especially if taking those actions is not popular with others. You can build your personal courage by daily standing up for and acting upon the things that you know are honorable. If you'd like to read about the Army values on your own, go to army.mil/values. Chapter 1. Put it on the line. Battles expose human beings at our best and our worst. It almost goes without saying that the human capacity for destruction, violence, evil, and greed is on full display on any battlefield during war. But those of us who have actually been on the front lines are often blessed to have witnessed acts of profound sacrifice, heroism, and bravery. That is one of the reasons that I believe I have had the best job in the world. I am proud to have served as an Army Ranger and grateful to have spent a good part of my professional life protecting and defending America. It has been an honor to fight in battle for my country, and it is a privilege to bear witness to the sacrifices of American warriors. People sometimes ask why a person would volunteer to risk his or her own life over and over again. For me, the answer involves patriotism, love of my country and my fellow man, and gratitude for the blessings of my citizenship. I grew up believing that the United States was the greatest, most powerful nation in the world. Like many Americans, I used to take many of the rights and freedoms established in the Constitution for granted. But once I began deploying, I came to appreciate the comforts of home and to see that the threats to our freedom are real. That is why I am still willing to lay down my life today. It seems to me that a lot of people who are feeling so grim about the state of our nation today are still taking our rights for granted. When I tune in to the news these days, it seems like the United States has never been more divided. The criticism changes depending on who is slinging it, liberals or conservatives, Republicans or Democrats. But the overall feeling is one of angry pessimism. Political campaigns are negative.